Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to the people working in the industry right now so you can get the inside word on how to make the most of your money. This week we've partnered up with EnableMe, who has kindly lent us their expert, Katie Wesney, a head strategic coach. We're talking debt and how to control it so it doesn't control you. Making Sense has partnered up with EnableMe to get you the strategies for reaching financial freedom faster. Whether you're wanting to get mortgage-free or grow your wealth through investments, they've got the team to help you. Head to their website to learn more. Visit enable.me today. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Hi, Katie. I threw this one out to the audience on social media. They had a lot of questions about debt. I think it's an incredibly stressful part of our money lives. That was really the vibe I got from a lot of the questions that came through. So let's start with, when is debt actually a problem? Because I think lots of us do have debts of different kinds, but how do we know when it's getting out of hand, when it's not helping us?
Yeah, I think three things feed into that. Firstly, if you are under a lots of cash flow pressure in relation to those debts. So as a result of those debts, more is going out than is coming in. That's going to be an issue. I think also if you're paying too much interest, no one wants to do that. And that can really have a negative impact on where you're at. And I think thirdly, if you are feeling stressed out about your debt, that is an issue, whether the other two are true or not. But if it is keeping you up at night or you're worried about it, then that is an issue that we need to resolve.
Yeah, the losing sleep test, I think, is a big one for many parts of your money life. I mean, even this comes up even when I talk to people about investing. You know, how do you know if something is too much risk to take on? Well, you don't want to be losing sleep at night if it all goes wrong. When we mentioned there about paying too much interest, I mean, is there a rule of thumb on how much is too much interest?
Yeah, well, I think it relates to what type of debt you have, because there's good debt and bad debt. At the upper end of paying too much interest, I think if you are paying credit card interest, you are paying too much interest. So that's universal. And that can be, you know, 20% on top of that balance. That is huge. That is too much. But even sometimes people who have good debt, so maybe a mortgage, for example, and they are floating too much and paying too much interest, well, that's an issue as well, because that's inefficient, that's needless, and that means there's a drag in terms of your personal cash flow. It's just unhelpful.
I love that you mentioned there the good and bad debt, because that was another one that came through in the questions a lot, where people said, you know, I've heard that there can actually be good debts and then there's other debts that are much worse for you, but what's the line? How do you know what's good, what's bad? Is there a rule of thumb there to help us with that?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So good debt is essentially helping you build wealth. So that's borrowing attached to something that is going up in value or will increase your ability to earn into the future. So again, we've used that example of buying a house that's going to go up in value, or maybe even a student loan, which is going to increase your earning capacity into the future. So that is good debt versus bad debt is going to drain your wealth. So borrowing attached to something that's going to go down in value. A car loan is a really good example of that. An item of clothing that you might put on buy now, pay later, that is bad debt. However you argue it.
I may try to argue it.
I'll argue back harder.
Depending on the day.
Yeah. And I think also maybe a holiday that you've already gone on that you're still paying off. They're all examples of bad debt. And they can kind of culminate to mean that you just lose control of your finances, and that is just so stressful.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the thing there, like a really good point that's sort of behind what you're saying there, is the interest that you're paying, right? If you're using this to build wealth in some way, like you say with the student loan, that's such a great example, because at least here in New Zealand, they're interest free. So that's amazing. If you use that to increase your earning power and then it's interest free, then it should create so much wealth for you rather than what it costs you. Even when you have things like the house, if you use that to get into investment property, that will ideally, depends on how you run the numbers, but ideally create more wealth for you than it costs you. Meanwhile, if it's something like a holiday, and that's, I mean, it's so fun, don't get me wrong, but if it's continuing to cost you more, the problem with those debts is you are paying more for the privilege of putting it on debt, credit card, whatever. You're paying more. And why would you willingly pay more when you could take a strategy of trying to save it up instead? Because it's just going to cost you more for the exact same thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And if for those depreciable items or the things that, you know, you seek the joy and we love experiences, a non-negotiable cost for me and my family is travel, but you need to have saved and paid for it before you go. And I'm always very aware of what we're role modeling for our kids. And you don't want your children to be taking things that they haven't earned already. Exactly the same when it comes to you and how you operate around your finances. And if you do stack the cards to not be in your favor, which you will with that kind of bad debt, it just means that you are hampering your potential and options for growth into the future. And again, everyone works really hard at saying, well, how do we make the best use of that cash flow going forward? And this is said without judgment. Lots of people have found this time really hard. I absolutely appreciate that. But it's understanding, well, what are the levers we pull now going forward to really address this? Because you've just got to face it, you know, head first, and then make sure you put in place strategies to get rid of the bad debt, lean into the good debt, and then you make that progress going forward.
Yeah. And we're going to jump into those strategies any minute as well, because I think the strategies you use can be really useful. And like you say, taking away some of that stress, massive, but also making progress a little bit faster with the exact same amount of money, which is brilliant. But one thing I want to touch on first, you did mention Afterpay. And I think this might be confronting for some people. A lot of people don't think of Afterpay as debt or debt that can hold them back, right? But is it a problem? I'll be upfront, I see it as a problem.
Yes, unequivocally. You're essentially having the benefit of something that you haven't earned already. And there's that psychology piece, isn't it? So you buy the top on Afterpay, you wear it immediately to the barbecue that night. What a thrill. But then you're paying for that top for just 6 months. Are you still wearing and enjoying that top 6 months later? But also, it's not just the top that is the problem. It's like the next week when you're like, oh, do I need shoes? Oh, look, I can get these lovely shoes on Afterpay. And again, in itself, you're like, $50, who cares? But then all of a sudden it's 100 a week. And that is significant in terms of pressure. But also when we're trying to lean into wealth creation, looking to buy a property, that's going to count against you when the bank assesses serviceability. So again, all those little things in itself seem really tempting and so easy to do. Of course it is, but they are not going to serve you into the future. And again, do you want your kids to be doing that? And if the answer is no, then likely you shouldn't be doing it yourself.
Yeah. And the thing is as well, if you do miss a payment, if you have these Afterpay payments or whatever else stacked on top of each other and it gets a bit of out of hand, because they do add up more than people expect, but the fees, if you miss a payment, are massive. So people will be like, oh, it's interest free. Only if you're really on top of it. And I've seen some of the stuff that they use to sell these services to retailers. They literally promise the retailers this encourages people to spend more than they would otherwise. So that's exactly what they're trying to get you to do.
Yeah, too easy. Yeah, and it's an indicator you're not in control. To me, it really is. And also with those fees and missed payments, that is negatively impacting your credit score for a significant amount of time. So again, it's how much is that top or shoes really costing you?
Not so fun fact. When you take on a 30-year mortgage, you'll probably pay more than double what you originally borrowed because of the cost of interest. That's probably not the Kiwi dream you bought into. The team at EnableMe specialize in taking charge of your money and growing your wealth, including how to get rid of your mortgage faster. Book a consultation with an EnableMe financial advisor today by visiting enable.me. Life is full of ups and downs, so no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
Let's get into those strategies, because a lot of people sent this through. They have debt, they want to smash it, they want to get rid of it, but they have more than one. So if you have more than one debt hanging over you, and it's maybe different types of debt, you know, a credit card, a car loan, maybe you've got a mortgage as well. How do you prioritize different types of debt you might have?
So in terms of priorities, we get rid of bad debt first. So that's debt attached to depreciating items in essence. And to do that, you know, you've got multiple debts, writing them down and telling them up is a really good start. And I favor personally the snowball method, whereby you attack the smallest debt on the list first. It's actually not the most interest efficient strategy, but I think the psychological benefits of getting wins faster means that you're more motivated, you stay the course, and you attack that next biggest debt. And I actually think that gives you a better result overall. Versus for some people who are really motivated to pay the least amount of interest, then more they lean into the avalanche method, whereby they attack the highest interest debt first. And again, you will pay the least amount of interest with that method, but it can take longer in terms of getting runs on the board in essence.
Yeah, and I'm just going to briefly touch on something you said there, depreciating assets. That's just anything that goes down in value, right? It's just anything that isn't building your wealth, like a house, a business, whatever. So maybe your car.
Exactly right.
Definitely any clothes. Definitely a holiday.
Yeah, you're dead right. Yep. So it's anything that's not, again, going to appreciate in value into the future. And there's lots of psychological things around money, as we've discussed previously. And sometimes what we do just doesn't make sense. So I've seen people with significant credit card debts who have savings of a relatively large quantum, but they refuse to pay off that credit card debt because they see it differently. They're paying the minimum repayment, so of course they're okay. And they really see that savings as resilience and protection into the future. But again, when you step back, if we could pay off that debt, then we have a greater capacity to save and invest into the future. So again, not serving you.
Yeah. And recapping on the snowball and avalanche one, because I think that's another thing on the mental side of this, because it's such a common one that you hear people say is that it's 20% numbers and it's 80% mindset when it comes to your money. And I do think it often does come back to that. You know, what you say about the avalanche method, where you tackle the highest interest rate first, yes, if we were all robots, that would be the only way to do it, because you will save the most money that way. But using the snowball where you attack the smallest debt, you get that quick win, you prove to yourself that you can do it, that's massive for motivation. And if you are someone who's gone back and forwards on debt and really struggled to make progress, you need to give yourself a win. You need to give yourself that moment of celebrating, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is hard to pay off debt. It is, of course it is. But again, you've got to embed that joy and those wins, because again, life is short, but it is a huge driver from a wealth creation perspective. If you can attack debt really well, that does feel really good. It feels like you're making progress in of itself. And I think that's hugely important in terms of someone's overarching financial strategy.
Absolutely. And on that, okay, so you mentioned a little bit before about savings. And this one was also sent in by quite a few people. And it's brilliant because it shows that people have been actually thinking about this. I love getting these questions that show that people have been thinking about their money overall. So where debts sit within your other money priorities, if someone's thinking, I also want some savings, I also want to do things like investing, whether that's property or shares. So we've got debt, we want savings, we want to invest. What comes first? What's sort of the order of the priorities?
Yeah, I think paying off debt is one of the biggest levers you can pull to actually grow wealth and get ahead. I think it's almost the most risk-free thing you can do. But like anything, balance is really important. So Francis, I'll give you an example. So some people come in to see me initially and they're like, new us, 2025. I know that we haven't potentially succeeded in the past, but this is new us. We are annihilating our debt. You know, we are just chucking as much as we can across our debt. That is all that we're doing. But then they become unstuck. So they might get the bill for their kids' swimming or other activity. And they're like, oh no, we don't have any reserves or buffer to help pay that. So wang, back on the credit card. And it's this vicious cycle. So like anything, there has to be balance. Paying off debt, one of the most risk-free things you can do in terms of your finances. But you've got to, again, have balance. And I think making sure that you're earmarking funds to build up a buffer is really important. And for my clients, in effect, we're shooting for a 3 to 6 month worth of expenses from a buffer perspective. But again, those psychological wins, maybe for you and your finances, it's okay, well, I'm going to pay off debt, but I'm going to siphon off some funds so that I have $500 or $1,000 in my savings account. And again, success breeds success. You get what you focus on. And that is so important in terms of mindset, to have those little wins, you know. So I think paying off debt important, but saving and making sure you have a buffer is equally important. And we don't take our eye off wealth creation strategies as well in terms of investing. So for example, you've got credit card, we want to get rid of that. But we also want to siphon off some to have a buffer. But also you're employed, your employer offers KiwiSaver. We want to be matching that contribution, because otherwise we'd be missing out on free money. So again, you've got to look at everything when we're looking at how do we execute on a really balanced financial plan. What a great question.
All right. So am I picking up from that that you'd say you might put the majority of your effort onto the debt, particularly something like a credit card debt, majority of effort onto that, but also siphoning some away into some small savings to make sure you don't get caught out and demotivated by life's little surprises. And maybe if you're someone who can, maybe also another just little trickle into something like investments, certainly getting the KiwiSaver if you can, but maybe, I don't know, 80% to debt and then 20% to those other goals.
Yeah, you're dead right. And because again, when I look at someone's position, it's about, well, what are all of the different levers we can pull to get ahead? having a great debt reduction strategy, whether that is short-term debt, kind of bad debt that we've been discussing, but also good debt, really vital. But we also grow wealth, make sure you have a buffer that's really protective. So it's what do we prioritize, but we don't do one thing ever. It's again, how do we make sure that we prioritize, but make sure that everything works as hard as possible?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, if anyone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I want to smash debt, I'm still feeling a bit overwhelmed, are there some little wins, some good places to start so it doesn't feel too overwhelming? Leave us with a happy note.
Yeah. Okay, great. And again, that win piece psychologically, super important. And I think there's some environmental pieces that play into this. First tip, put that credit card in the freezer. Gotta make it harder to spend money into the future, at least to take it out of your wallet.
Unsave it from your devices.
Yeah, because again, for most of us, we're a little bit lazy. I am a little bit lazy. So again, I just got to make it harder for me just in terms of executing on these strategies. De-saving your credit card from all your devices. You know, you're scrolling at night, you're like, oh, it's on sale. Oh, and look, it's accidentally fallen in. Don't have to leave the couch. Unsave all of that. I think that helps. Take Apple Pay off your phone. You're paying more fees anyway. We don't want to be paying fees. And also unsubscribing for all that tempting emails. That's important. Setting up, I've got so many quick ones. Check me out. What about account alerts when it's getting low? That's important. That's just another trigger to course correct in terms of behaviors. And I think also for lots of people, having a good bank account structure as well, so that there's a upper limit. Once it's done, you're done in terms of spending. And that's the tricky thing with credit cards. Those limits are quite high. If we do get to them, we really have to course correct. So again, I think that setting up your environment for success and having those wins in place, you will just do better. You will.
That's brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for that, Katie. That's Katie Wesney from Enable Me giving us the inside word on being smarter with your debt. Now, as you already heard, this episode was massively based on your questions. So if you have still more, I mean, this was a big, brief overview. We can always do a deep dive into the weeds of one particular aspect of it next time if that's what you want. So send us those questions. We can answer them for you in a future podcast episode. You can find me pretty much everywhere on the online world. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Frances Cook NZ, and there's also a lot more money content on there for you. Don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so that you never miss a trick with your money. Until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.